I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Officials in Bahrain are defending the use of force against protesters there. Police forces use stun grenades and other weapons against the protesters camped out in Pearl Square in the capital Manama. At least three people were killed, hundreds were wounded. Today, Bahrain's foreign minister said that the use of force was needed to pull the kingdom back, quote, from the brink of sectarian abyss. And the country's finance minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Hamad Al Khalifa, trying to explain what happened.
The people who went in this morning were the police force, not the army. And when they first went in, they went in without any intention to harm anybody, just to remove the people that were occupying the roundabout and blocking traffic. What happened is that some of those people accepted the request to leave, some of those people left, but some of those people came back and fought. And we have up to 70 police officers that have been hurt because of the original attempt to remove those people peacefully.
Again, that was Bahrain's finance minister speaking earlier to the BBC today about the crackdown overnight last night on protesters. Nicholas Kristof is a columnist for the New York Times. He is now in Bahrain's capital, Manama, and he is also at the main hospital there. Can you give us an update on what's happening around you?
People are staying off the streets. Bahrain is very quiet. One of the few places where there are some protesters is at this hospital. They have gathered here. They painted some graffiti on the walls against the ruling family. They have been chanting some shouts against the ruling family. They have said that they will stay here until the regime falls. When you were reading the statement by the government, I was thinking of a man I just met here inside the hospital, a doctor who was treating the injured there, and the police grabbed him. He identified himself as a doctor. The police grabbed him. They handcuffed him. They threw him to the ground. They beat him, broke his nose. They pulled off his pants and threatened to rape him. And, you know, when that is what they do to a surgeon, you can imagine what happened to somebody who is more anonymous.
I'm sorry, just to be clear about that, Nick, who was it who was attacking this surgeon and why?
This was the riot police who cleared the Pearl roundabout this morning. And why was he attacked? I mean, everybody there was attacked, and some were allowed to leave. There were some doctors there. Some fled. Some ran away. Some identified themselves as doctors, and the police did not bother them. On the other hand, he identified himself as a doctor, and those riot police simply used that as an excuse to attack him. And indeed, there were plenty of ambulance drivers and paramedics who were in their ambulances who were attacked.
Is that kind of abandonment of law something that the people of Bahrain are used to? In terms of the protests themselves, the crackdown was not expected. There was no warning for it. This is last night. But what ended up happening, and what's happening, as you have said, in the hospital today, to what extent are they uncharacteristic of how things operate in Bahrain?
Well, there has been a protest movement here bubbling for decades, and it has been periodically dealt with very severely, but usually more in the villages, not playing out before the entire population. And I just can't tell you how strange it is in a modern, wealthy, highly educated banking capital to have the government shoot its own people in this way.
What is the government of Bahrain saying now in response?
Well, the government is saying that the protesters were threatening the police, that they were armed with swords and other weapons, and that is just utterly preposterous. I was at the Pearl roundabout last night before the attack, and there were lots of women and children there, and lots of people were sleeping. They posed just no threat to anybody. But I think from the king's point of view, the problem is that at this point he has so antagonized the population with his use of force that if he does back down, then he may indeed be ousted. And so I'm afraid that the only way that he's going to stay in power from his own calculations is to continue on this course of violence that he has started.
All right. Speaking to us from the main hospital in Manama, Bahrain, Nicholas Kristof, columnist for The New York Times. Nick, thank you.